Hello, thank you for tuning in. In this podcast, I'm going to be discussing a subject that I'm sure many people grapple with today in some fashion or another. Whether it's staring blankly up at the menu while you're next in line and you still have no idea what to order, or thinking you misplaced your phone somewhere without knowing exactly where, only to find it in your back pocket, or suddenly remembering that looming deadline that you've been putting off. Anxiety. I'm your host, Duenas, and yes, I too struggle with this issue in basically every single aspect of my life. So recently, the can of wriggling, uncomfortable worms that is anxiety has finally been opened. It's become a lot more discussed in the present day, which is an important step to take in addressing the issue, to point it out and acknowledge it. But now we're kind of stuck. Sure, there are people who are being given medication, but there are not many other ways that are taught to manage it without going to a therapist, because we all can't afford that, or there's something else that comes up. The situation is pretty dire too, and though both older and younger generations struggle with anxiety, it's mostly teens where many have seen a significant increase of these cases being diagnosed more frequently. The National Institutes of Health say that almost 1 in 3 teens from 13 years old to 18 years old will experience an anxiety disorder. That's a lot of kids, and not many have healthy ways to cope with anxiety. As for me, I'm really kind of anxious all the time, so I don't know if I'm the right person to come to for advice and all that. Or maybe that makes me an expert, who knows. What I do know is that every little aspect of my life is impacted by anxiety. I've never had a great amount of self-confidence, especially with my image. I personally have difficulty talking to people without overthinking every single social interaction, no matter how brief. After walking away, I always end up scolding myself like, I screwed it up, even if it wasn't that bad. Then there's the bigger things like due dates and managing a workload, which when thinking about future responsibilities on my plate like college and searching for a job eventually, makes me feel even more overwhelmed. And even though I'm an overthinker in most areas of my life, I'm not the only one with these concerns for my future professional and educational career. Data collected by the Higher Education Research Institute at UCLA has been asking incoming college students if they are feeling overwhelmed by the amount they have to do. And this research has been going on since 1985. In 1985, it was 18% that said yes, they do feel overwhelmed. In 2000, it was 28%. And in 2016, almost 41%. The amount that has been increasing is pretty staggering. It definitely feels like high school students, prospective college students, have been feeling the pressure increase. There are more and more kids applying for college, but the prices are still so expensive, with total national student debt loan reaching trillions. So is it really a surprise kids these days are anxious with heavy student loans hanging over their heads for such a big chunk of their lives, and the competition to even get into college is so great? School has only gotten more stressful and the stakes feel like they're increasing. I know I felt the push from a lot of people to tackle this and just get admissions over with when I'm just scrambling to get myself together and struggling with issues of my own. I get it, college is important and I know I have to get it done. I'm a procrastinator and I felt pressure that I was the only one putting off admissions and it made me feel awful that other kids were getting everything together while I was struggling. But again, I found out I was not alone. Discussing with my peers, I discovered that a lot of them were still having the same struggles as I did. We just have to learn to manage and prioritize on our own, sit down and get it done. But that still doesn't stop the anxiety from impacting us. In my school experiences, there have been a few teachers that practice mindfulness with their classes that are supposed to help with stress management. But sometimes it's hard to remember to take time out just to be able to organize your own thoughts. And even when doing that, I just managed to procrastinate the workload even more. While there have been some kids that have found their own ways to manage anxiety, many still have no idea how to do so, such as myself. If only the college application was easier. Would that fix anxiety issues seen increasing in teens? Maybe, maybe not. A lot is happening around the world and in teens' lives that may factor in this anxiety because even I know I have a lot of other things I deal with. But a solution to our financial woes would take a lot off of teenagers' plates for sure. Already juggling a social life and other responsibilities, not having to worry about being broke before I can even get a job would be nice. So to summarize, the numbers of people becoming aware of anxiety has gone up, and there are a lot of people who realize they are a part of this population. Cases of anxiety have increased, most notably in teens, compared to past cases, and one of the big contributors to this is the stresses and pressures of higher education. There isn't much being done, but in the future I at least hope to see the issue addressed so future adolescents don't have to have such a huge struggle with anxiety, and so more people realize that they are not alone. We're moving in the right path in terms of awareness, but we need to start moving forward with ways to actually manage this issue and provide more resources to direct the conversation towards solutions. If you'd like to learn more about student loans, you can visit debt.org to see more statistics. If you'd like to educate yourself more on the topic of anxiety in teens, visit healthychildren.org for more information. This is Dwayne signing off.